Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standard Bread Canada. I'm your host, Norm Borg, and if I was to tell you that there would be 40,000 people over a three-day period coming to your track to watch harness racing, you'd probably think I'd gone off the deep end. Well, somebody pinched me, but that's the goal of Adrenaline. It's Canada's racing festival, just announced this past Wednesday by Standard Bread Canada. We're going to find out more right after this on Trot Radio. We're back on Trot Radio talking about Adrenaline. It's being billed as Canada's racing festival, so much more than racing it's called. The Adrenaline program is designed to attract about 40,000 people over a four-day period to Sarnia, Ontario at Hiawatha Horse Park on August 20th through the 23rd. And with us is the organizer of the festival, festival manager Mark Heatherman. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, you know, as a fan of the game, somebody who knows that if you just take the game to the people, they will come. I'm completely excited about this. Tell us about Adrenaline.
Well, myself, like you, I'm a fan of the game and have been in the game since 85 as an owner and fan. And so this has been a great project for me to work on. And really the concept is that we feel, as you mentioned, that if we can bring the game to people who have never seen it before, a new age demographic, that we can turn them into fans. We can show them what a great sport it is. So Adrenaline has been built to take current events that are out there that people are that people attend and partake in every day, bring them to Hiawatha Horse Park, and really try and bring the fans of those activities to the racetrack, and then introduce them to harness racing as part of the festival. So they'll get a chance to experience different types of harness racing, with extreme harness racing. We've got Battle of the Sexes, and we've got U.S. versus Canada plans to do different racing like that. So we're going to show them an exciting time once they get there. But the festival is designed to get them to Hiawatha and experience it for the first time.
I'll tell you what, your target demographic, as this press release states, is 19 to 35. You couldn't have hit that demo more on the button, because that's been the lost generation of our sport.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's so many other activities they're involved in, and we seem to have lost that group to those, whether it's online poker and other facilities like Proline, things like that they do at the convenience store. And we really just haven't done a very good job of introducing that group to harness racing. And quite frankly, we haven't really built the sport around that group. And we think the festival can start that. We have a number of activities that are specifically designed to that group. As for instance, on Friday night is a Battle of the Bands night. We're going to have a whole night built around local bands in Sarnia that the people of that demographic are used to coming out and seeing play. We're going to have beach volleyball on Saturday. We've got a Mr. and Ms. Adrenaline contest. So we're bringing a number of things that are attractive to that group, including, of course, the good old beer tent and and food and wine, everything else we can do to attract them to the racetracks.
Let me tell you, if I'm a 19 to 35-year-old male, which I'm not, sadly, and I've never been to a harness race, I'd want to show up just for the Coyote Ugly competition.
Well, that will be it's a great show. In fact, I saw it down at the Royal Winter Fair, and it is a wild time. And we're also, one of the things, of course, that demographic does is they are, you know, wanting to get out and stay out at night and go to clubs and bars and that type of thing. And we're going to keep the racetrack open until 2 in the morning. So when the races are over, there'll be lots of fun and activities for them to stay involved with and really party the night away.
Now, this has been in the works for quite a few years, hasn't it, with Standard Bread Canada?
Well, I think the concept is there. It really sort of formulated last year at the end of April when they held the wagering conference. And one of the things that came out of the wagering conference was to enhance live attendance, to go after that, as you mentioned earlier, the lost generation of fans to harness racing. And so really sort of been on the front burner since April 30th of last year when the wagering conference broke, and we've been putting it together in that past 12 months. And great today to be able to launch and do our press conference, and we're well on our way to a successful event in August.
Why did you choose Hiawatha Horse Park? I mean, there's some obvious appeal to it, but elaborate on that.
Well, we had an exhaustive research that we did on all the racetracks. First of all, we started in Ontario because this is the first event, and if anybody has run an event for the first time, there's a lot of things that have to be done. You need to be very close to the event. So we did start in Ontario, which is where Standard Bread Canada's offices are. Hiawatha was chosen for a number of reasons. One being their proximity to the U.S. border. We are looking to work with the government as well, and creating tourism in Ontario is part of our goals, as well as assisting harness racing. So that proximity made them a great site. The management team and the people at Hiawatha have also hosted a number of multi-day events, and this was really important to us because, you know, you put on a racetrack promotion for a night of racing is one thing, but to really run these multi-day events, they're very complicated. There's a lot of details that must be handled, and they've done a number of these. So that's very comforting, particularly for me as the manager, to be working with a racetrack that's got a lot of success in doing this. And so there was a lot of reasons, but those are a couple of the biggest ones that attracted us to Sarnia as an inaugural site.
Well, it sounds really exciting. Anybody that can bring 40,000 people to anything involving a harness race is okay in my books. We're going to wish you the best of luck. We're going to follow this closely. Mark Heatherman, the festival manager of Adrenaline, Canada's racing festival, on Trot Radio. Mark, thanks for this.
Thank you. We'll see you in August.
Welcome back to Trot Radio, and we're talking about Adrenaline, Canada's racing festival, going to be held for the first time ever in Sarnia at Hiawatha Horse Park from August 20th to the 23rd. And with us on the other end of my line is General Manager of Hiawatha Horse Park, Robert Locke. Robert, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, congratulations, because what you've shown from the various levels of government that have offered their support and reaching out to the industry, I think that's a great feat to pull off. And again, you have my congratulations. How did you do it?
Well, Norm, it was a feat. Actually, we knew that we had other competition with other tracks. I think it's because of the many other events that we've been able to hold here at Hiawatha Horse Park. Not a four-day event in a row. This is going to be a first of event of that magnitude, but definitely one, two-a-day events. A lot of other either concerts or comedy shows or acts, different trade shows, things like that. We've been doing that for actually as long as I can remember and as long as I've been here.
Well, it sounds now like you're putting it all together into a four-day festival. And hey, look, you know, there's a million-dollar budget for this thing. They're not fooling around.
No, they definitely aren't. To be able to do 4 days and to be able to do the number of things that they're looking to do within the 4 days, it's definitely going to take a big budget to do it. But I think it's something that is definitely a first for in the racing industry. But I think it's something that we want to be able to grow on and be able to, actually for Standard Bred Canada, to be able to take out to different locations, different tracks across Ontario and across the country.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's something that I think every track after the first, the first edition is going to say, hey, we got to get us one of these. I just think it's a fantastic idea. Tell us about the support you're getting from government, industry, sponsors.
We're definitely getting a lot of support, actually, locally, and we're looking for, through sponsorship and through other festival opportunities and grants from the province. But definitely locally, we're getting all kinds of support from Tourism Sarnia Lambton, directly from our mayor and our councillors of the city of Sarnia, other businesses even that we deal with on a normal basis, and our partners, Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation. It's going to be a win-win, I think, for everybody, both in the city and here at Hiawatha.
Well, what I think is really important, and to me, I think it's a linchpin, and you've done it so well in your plans, is to make harness racing every bit as much a part of the activities as a Battle of the Bands, as a beach volleyball, as all that stuff, which is what we need to do. But harness racing, from what I can see in the press release, is not taking a second fiddle seat.
No, they're not. Definitely, the whole part of the initiative is to expose people and to energize, and definitely a different target, the 19 to 35 year old, to be able to show them as to what harness racing is all about, to show them how exciting it is, what a wonderful night out it can be. To introduce them to betting, to handicapping, to all the different things surrounded around it.
I tell you what, anybody who sees this sport for the first time always wants to come back. The problem has always been getting them to come back. You talk to people in exit interviews at a number of tracks that I've been associated with, and you ask them, how was your time? We had a great time. You coming back? Oh, yeah. They don't come back for 3 years. Something like this is going to rivet their attention.
Yes, I think it is, Norm. I think it's the new direction that we have to do kind of on every night. And definitely, the tracks have been trying to do all kinds of different things to try to go after the younger markets. We've been actually very lucky here. We've always had a good attendance, actually, for our live nights, our Thursdays and Saturday nights, and we do different offerings. We have a Looney night that we do the first Saturday of every month, and hot dogs and pop and programs for a Looney, and it brings out a ton of people.
It's very fan-friendly. I've worked the announce booth at Hiawatha on a couple of occasions. I can vouch for that.
It is definitely fan-friendly. We try to provide a great, clean, friendly, fun environment. And that's something that we've always been trying to do. And by doing all the different things surrounding racing, it's always trying to open people up and get them out here to be able to also experience racing. But if we have to get them out for other things and expose them to racing at the same time, then that's what we have to do.
I want to wish you the best of luck on this. I'm a Southern Ontario boy that misses that neck of the woods. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be seeing you down there at Adrenaline, Mr. Locke.
We hope to see you down here and everyone else.
Well, listen, best of luck. We'll be keeping tabs on how it's doing. Robert Locke, the general manager of Hiawatha Horse Park in Sarnia, Ontario, Blue Water Country. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you very much, Norm.
That wraps it up for this edition of Trot Radio. We'll look forward to seeing you in the coming weeks and hearing from you folks. Don't forget to drop us a line on the website of Standardbred Canada under the comments section, good, bad, or indifferent. We want to hear from you. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada and produced by Board Communications.